Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak, and it is my blessing to be with you here for the next 30 minutes. I hope you can stick around for the entire time. Pull up a chair, grab a beverage or a snack, make yourself comfortable, because today we're going to talk about even if faith. That's right, I said even if faith. Well, what the heck is that, Gary? Well, I'm going to tell you about it. It's going to draw on the faith of three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as told in the story of the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 3. And, you know, I really felt the Spirit laying this on my heart today. This is the reflection from my daily reflection from Stop Worrying and Start Living, my book from Dynamic Catholic. And I posted in my Facebook reflection a little bit about this particular, about one verse in particular from Daniel chapter 3. And I thought, I have a lot more to say about this, especially how it relates to the current COVID-19 crisis, the pandemic that we're all undergoing right now, because I think this is a very, very pertinent verse. So in addition to just that one verse that I reflect on and stop worrying and start living, I want to look at the entire story as contained in Daniel chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and exactly what was happening and how that relates to us, especially during this time of pandemic when we have a choice. Are we going to bow down to the false god of the coronavirus, or are we going to worship the one true God? I guess you probably know where I'm going with this, but I suggest you stick around. I mean, talk about a non-spoiler alert, but stick around for the entire time so that we can talk more about this. Okay, again, welcome to the show. I'm Gary Zimak. I want to thank you for your support of the program. And, you know, you hear me at the end of each program ask for sponsors so I can continue doing this show and so I can continue my full-time ministry. Well, you have been answering the call, and I'm very grateful for that. I'll mention more at the end of the program. But the only reason I'm here and able to do this show is because of your generosity and your prayers and your support, your words of support. That's why I'm here. I'm here for you. As I say in the slogan for the program, let's walk together. We're walking down this road of life together with our Lord Jesus Christ leading the way. That's the goal of what I do, and hopefully I can bring you some comfort along the way. So we're going to talk about this idea of even if faith and why it pertains to us, especially during this time of pandemic. So without any further ado, let's remember something. Right now, we are in the presence, wherever we are, we're in the presence of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All three persons of the Trinity are with us. Don't think that they are restricted to only being in church. That's a problem. That's problematic. Now, as Catholics, we believe that the real presence of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, exist in the Eucharist. And that's an incredible blessing. But at a time when many of us can't make it to the church, when we can't receive Holy Communion, when we can't spend time in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that He is present with us, or to us, wherever we are. And that's so critical for us to remember, especially when we are on lockdown. We might be on lockdown, but He's not on lockdown. And the Holy Spirit's not on lockdown, and our Father in Heaven is not on lockdown. Neither are the angels and the saints. So we've got a lot of company wherever we are. But as we pray, as we turn to our Father in Heaven, as I kick off this program, I want you to just remember that. Because it's way too easy to just launch into our prayers. And look, I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of this sometimes. That's why I make such a big deal of it. I want to remember, I want us all to remember that we are speaking to God right now. And He hears us and He's delighted by us. The scriptures tell us He delights in us. That's cool. God delights in me. Yeah, He does. So let's remember that as we turn to Him now and begin our prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, thank you for listening. You know, it's amazing, Father, we don't have to send you a text to say, hey, Father, is this a good time? Or, Father, I have something to chat with you about. Can I give you a call? We don't have to do that because we know that you are always available for us. And as Jesus told us, Father, you are our Father. He told us we're allowed to call you Father, the God of the universe. So that's an incredible gift. I don't ever want to take that for granted, Father. And I always want to make sure that when I pray, I spend time thanking you for your availability, for your goodness, for the fact that you created me solely out of love. You didn't need me, but you created me because you loved me and you wanted me to share in your joy and you wanted to be in a relationship with me. Wow, that is incredible. So, Father, thank you for that. We also want to acknowledge your power. You are all powerful. You can do all things. You're called Almighty God for a reason. And that's important for me to remember, Father, because if I don't believe in your omnipotence or your almighty power, then my prayers are going to be lacking something. I got to remember how powerful you are, the fact that you are everywhere, you're omnipresent, you're omniscient, you know all things, and you love with an unconditional love. You love me with an unconditional love. So it's important for me to remember, Father, those things when I pray. And I turn to you knowing that you want to hear my requests. You want to hear from me. So I'm going to lead everyone here now in prayer. And Father, ask you to bless us all. Watch over our families. Protect us. Keep us safe from the coronavirus and all associated ailments that could affect us. Keep us free from anxiety. Keep us free from financial difficulties. Help us to remember, Father, that you are our ultimate provider. Anything we have comes from you. We ask you to continue to provide for our needs. Continue, Father, to guide us. We ask for a quick and immediate end to the coronavirus. We pray for all those who are suffering in any way from the effects of the virus, those who are suffering physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. We pray for their complete healing, Father. We pray for all who are making decisions regarding the virus, our president in the United States, our governors, members of Congress, local politicians, civic leaders. Please guide them. Allow them to make decisions that preserve lives, sustain us economically, and also uphold your laws. We pray for that they can have the guidance to do so. Father, I pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit today. I ask it for me as I try to present your message, whatever your message is today. Please guide my lips so that I can deliver the words that you want me to deliver. And please, for all of us, open our minds and our hearts so that we can hear your message and be willing to act upon it. And Father, I ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, again, I thank you for praying with me. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. And I will be your host or your pilot for the next how many ever minutes we have left of the program. It's a blessing to be able to come to you Monday through Friday for 30 minutes each day. The show originates from Blog Talk Radio, but you can also get the podcast from any of your standard podcast services. So please check it out. Let your friends know about it. Word of mouth is the best thing for me to get the word out about this program. So I need your help. Let people know about the show. If you like it, let them know. If you don't like it, well, actually, if you don't like it, you're probably not listening. So my assumption is that if you're listening to the show, that you like it. But if you enjoy the show, if you find it helps, please let your friends know. For more information about my work, also don't forget to go to my website, followingthetruth.com. All right, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let me read some of this to you. Now, this comes from Daniel chapter 3. We're not going to make it through the entire chapter chapter 3 of Daniel. It's pretty good, but it's a really good chapter. Today, we're not going to get through all of it, but there might be some of it I'm still debating. It depends where the Holy Spirit leads me. I might go into tomorrow with some of this, but I'm going to make the main point today. about this idea of even if faith. So bookmark this, chapter 3 of Daniel. Go back and read it, because I think it's a good lesson for all of us. Let me read some of this to set the story up. Chapter 3 of Daniel, verse 1. King Nebuchadnezzar had a golden statue made, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide, which he set up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Now, to put this into its proper time frame, this is the period of the Babylonian exiles, when we had individuals from the various Israelites who had been exiled, who had been taken captive by the Babylonians. So that's what this is, the Babylonian exile. They are stuck in Babylon. They're in captivity. Doesn't that sound familiar? So remember, I said this is very pertinent when it comes to the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic, this idea of captivity, quarantine life. We're all going through it. So in a sense, we are in a similar situation, in captivity right now. Our freedom is restricted. And it's not fun, is it? It's not fun. But remember, God always works. All things work for the good for those who love God. So he always has a plan. He always brings good out of everything. So Nebuchadnezzar had this golden statue made. He then ordered the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to be summoned to the dedication of the statue which he had set up. Now, this is going to be what is known as an idol, a false god, something that takes place of the one true God. Okay? Now, you know, I'll explain more about this, but just because we don't worship a golden statue doesn't mean that we don't have idols in our lives. We do. And I think you'll see how this relates to us. So they have this dedication. They stood before the statue which Nebuchadnezzar had set up. A herald cried out, "Nations and peoples of every language, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments, you are ordered." You're ordered. It's not a suggestion, it's an order. "You are ordered to fall down and worship the golden statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up." So this is the order. When these musical instruments sound, you fall down and you worship the golden idol, which for the Israelites, who knew of the one true God, but who also managed to slip up quite often. I mean, they did this frequently and start worshiping other idols, other gods with a small g. This is a common occurrence. They're in captivity. They're in a territory that is worshiping a false god. And it's easy for them to fall into that, especially when they're being ordered to it. And you're going to see, this is going to get nasty. "You are ordered to worship the golden statue which the king has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall be instantly cast into a white hot furnace." That's pretty scary stuff, right? And try to picture yourself in that situation. You know, we're really good at saying, "Yes, I will worship the one true God," but the minute I'm not pointing a finger at you, I'm also accusing myself of this. It's really easy to talk a good game, and then when a little pressure gets put on us, and I'm not even talking about being threatened to be tossed into a furnace, I'm talking about maybe being criticized or ostracized or even looked down upon or made fun of. We often back down, and we don't really want to talk about God because people are going to think we're weird or whatnot. You know, that's a common problem. But it really is something to think about. But these guys are threatening, if you don't worship this golden statue, you're going to be thrown into a furnace, which I don't know about you, but that sounds really scary to me. "Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and the other musical instruments, the nations and peoples of every language all fell down and worship the golden statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up." Yeah, of course, because they don't want to go into the furnace. And again, we are very fortunate, at least in the United States, and I realize we have some listeners not in the United States, but in the U.S., we really don't have the religious persecution that is still active in many countries around the world. I mean, we're talking beatings and imprisonment for worshiping God, for following Christ. So we got it pretty good. But try to imagine yourself in this situation. At that point, some of the Chaldeans came and accused the Jews to King Nebuchadnezzar. And they said this, "O king, live forever. O king, you issued a decree that everyone who heard the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, do you think they really have to mention these instruments so many times? All right, we get it already. Where was I? Harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments shall fall down and worship the golden statue. Whoever did not was to be cast into a white-hot furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have made administrators of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. These men, O king, have paid no attention to you. They will not serve your God or worship the golden statue which you have set up." Uh-oh. Things are looking pretty tricky for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they are not worshiping this false god, this statue, because they know the one true God, the Lord God Almighty, the God whom we worship, the God who we just spoke to at the beginning of this show. Chapter 3 of Daniel, verse 13, Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage. Yeah, I bet he did. And he sent for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were promptly brought before the king. King Nebuchadnezzar questioned them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God," with a small g, "that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound," oh, guess what we're going to hear again. "Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, the flute, the lyre, the harp, the psaltery, the bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise, you shall be instantly cast into the white-hot furnace. And who is the God that can deliver you out of my hands?" Now, boy, we see a king who doesn't believe in the one true God, who has really set himself up as a God. He's larger than God. In his mind, "I am God." That's what he's thinking, right? And he's saying, I'm going to be a nice guy. That's what King Nebuchadnezzar is saying. "I'm going to be a nice guy and give you knuckleheads one more chance to bow down and worship my statue." Because he's really mad. And then he says to them, he asks them a question. "Who is the God that can deliver you out of my hands?" So in other words, he doesn't have faith in our God, in our Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm bringing up to current times. But you know what? We see a lot of this nowadays too. And this is why this is so important for us to understand. We have a lot of news, a lot of bad news going on right now. I mean, I was looking at the news the other day, and a lot of it conflicts. A lot of different stories that conflict with one another. Life will never be the same again. We'll be in quarantine for 2 years. This particular strain of COVID-19 is even more contagious than originally thought. It's mutated. And you know, we hear this every day. Now we hear about if this isn't bad enough, you know, the story of the murder hornets, these massive hornets that are going to come in and not only kill bees, but they can kill people. I mean, come on already. Is there any good news out there? But, you know, it's like you hear a lot of bad news. You hear a lot of predictions, a lot of doom and gloom. And what you don't hear from the traditional news sources, from most of your government leaders, is God is in charge and only he knows what will happen. But you know what? I don't expect them to say that, because for the most part, we do not live in a Christian friendly society. We just don't. And even people who are good people, who might be churchgoers, who might have faith, many of them tend to put more of their trust in science and the predictions, the cold hard facts and the predictions of scientists and experts than they do in the power of God. And I'm not discounting science. I'm not discounting the experts. We have to listen to these people, but we need to also take their opinions with a grain of salt. We have to be careful. This goes for all of us, because I found myself getting sucked into this news cycle yesterday. We have to be careful that we don't put all of our faith into the false god of the mainstream media. The media who, and I'm not even going to get into fake news or holding back the truth, because I don't even need to go there. I'm just saying in general, even if it's unbiased, the cold hard facts of the news, they are subject, you have to remember, they're subject to Almighty God. He can change the course of history. He can cure this coronavirus. He can bring about a complete healing of the world. He can do it. That's what we need to remember. That's what I want to impress upon you. Are you putting your faith, are you bowing down before this false god of the coronavirus? Or are you listening to the facts when necessary? You don't have to live it 24 hours a day because you're going to go nuts. But at the same time, are you focused on God and praying for that miracle and praying for the grace to learn what you're supposed to learn during this quarantine period? We all have to be careful about that, because you could start to look like a nut if you place your faith in God and trust that he can bring good out of this. But that's okay. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they weren't afraid to look like nuts. They were also not afraid to get burned to a crisp, right? I mean, that's pretty amazing. So anyway, so the king's giving him another chance. Bow down before my statue or else you know what's going to happen to you. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter." Now, you know the king is really annoyed when they said that. "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve," listen to this, "if our God whom we serve can save us from the white hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us." So what they are saying is, we're going to worship God. And if he can save us, and they do believe that he can save them from this furnace, then they're basically saying, then let him do it. We are trusting God to save us. But now here, and that's an amazing expression of faith on their part. They're saying, "King, we don't have to justify ourselves to you. Our God, who we serve, he can save us from your furnace." In other words, king, he has power over you. And of course, this is going to infuriate the king, because he just said that he, the king, is bigger than God. And they said he can. And I think that's the first important point. This is the key that I talked about in the reflection and stop worrying and start living about this verse. The fact that belief that God can do all things, we as people of faith need to believe, even if it's just intellectually. You might not feel it in your heart, but you got to start with the intellect. And this is what faith can do for us. A lot of times it starts in the head and then moves to the heart. We need to believe that God can cure this coronavirus, bring good out of it, and somehow restore the land, the world, to a state of normalcy. We have to believe that by faith. With God, all things are possible. So if you're struggling with that, I ask you to pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Pray for an increase in faith, just so that you can believe he can do it. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they believed that God could do this. But now they're about to take it up to the next level when they said this to the king. "But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue which you set up." We know that our God can save us, right? That's what he said to them. "King, we don't have to answer to you. We know our God can save us. But even if he does not, we don't care. We are still not going to bow down to your statue. Go ahead and burn us up if you want." How amazing is that? That even if faith, which says that God can do this, God can cure COVID-19 in a heartbeat, just like that. But even if he doesn't, we still choose to believe in him. Are you able to say that today? That incredible trust in God, that even if we don't understand what he's doing, we believe that we're going to trust him and we're going to still have confidence in him. Do you have that kind of faith? Again, if not, that's something you can work toward. And I think in this time of crisis, in this time of quarantine, of this global pandemic, we have an opportunity to really learn to trust God. One day at a time, you know, it's a process, one day at a time, in the midst of the storm, trusting in him so that when we emerge on the other side of this pandemic, we're not going to be the same people. We will be people of stronger faith. I mean, that's my goal. And I really think that should be all of our goals during this time. So I want you to think about that. Tomorrow, I think I will continue this story a little bit more because it's a really good story. There's some cool stuff in here. I'm going to consult with my producer, the Holy Spirit. Well, he's got the final say. But in the meantime, think about that. Do you have that even if faith? Not just believing that God can cure this thing, fix it, but even if he doesn't, are we still on board? Even if he decides not to answer the prayer today or tomorrow or the next day, are we still on board worshiping the one true God? That's something we all need to consider. Thank you for listening to the program today. That was fun. I like talking about this story. The Bible's great, isn't it? The Word of God is an amazing book, and we can hear so many great, pertinent, relevant messages that really apply to us today. I had fun. I hope you did as well. Remember to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about all of my work. Also, don't forget to like my Facebook page, Gary Zimek, speaker and author. I have a different reflection every day on the page. I hope you'll be able to read that. And if you'd like to donate to keep the show up and running, boy, I could sure use your help. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you can donate securely through PayPal. It would really help me, and if you're able to do that, I would appreciate it. All right, I'm going to run. You're fantastic. I'm going to be praying for you. Please pray for me as well. God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow on Following the Truth, and I hope to see you then. God bless you.